Last night's final leaders debate was a more civil encounter than the previous has been between Scott Morrison and Anthony Albanese. Wages and the cost of living dominated the face-off on the Seven Network. Now the men and their parties have 10 days left to convince undecided voters why they should govern. Political reporter Kathleen Calderwood has the story.
It's dominated the campaign for days, so it was no surprise the first questions were about wages. The Labor leader, Anthony Albanese, continuing to defend his backing of a 5.1% increase to the minimum wage in line with inflation.
The idea that after everything we've been through in the pandemic, minimum wage workers would get a real wage cut is something that I don't support.
Previously, the Prime Minister had described that as reckless. Last night, he offered this.
I'd welcome pay rises, obviously, for all workers, not just those on the minimum wages. But we need to have an economy that's strong into the future.
However, he followed it with this warning.
If Mr Albanese thinks small businesses around the country can have a 5% increase in their wages bill, then people won't be worrying about what their wages are. They'll be worrying about whether they have a job.
And he continued to attack Labor's economic credentials, claiming Mr Albanese doesn't know how to pay for his policies.
He's a loose unit when it comes to the economy. He makes things up as he goes along. I wouldn't let him near the till either.
The Labor leader fired back.
The waste that you have done. This is the most wasteful government in Australia's history. Waste and rorts is something that has characterised this government.
While there were far fewer interruptions during this debate than the last, the leaders did argue about who's tougher on boat turnbacks.
The key to keeping our borders strong are the elements of the plan that would turn back boats, which we support.
Mr Albanese has been a complete weather vane on border protection. He was vehemently opposed to it. He said he couldn't ask someone to do something that he couldn't do himself. And so I just don't believe he's got the stomach for it.
Both men were again asked by Channel 7 host Mark Riley about their plans for a federal integrity commission. The Prime Minister still reluctant to introduce a bill unless he could be sure it would be supported by the Parliament.
And yes. Government, when will you bring your bill for an integrity commission
this year
before the Parliament?
This year, Mark.
And when will you bring your bill for an integrity commission before the Parliament?
If we can ensure that our bill can be passed, then I'm very happy to bring it forward.
The Labor leader scoffed at that.
Why would you vote for Scott Morrison on Saturday week? Because what he says is unless the opposition support legislation, it won't even come before the Parliament.
And after more than an hour, when asked to deliver their final pitches, they offered this.
A vote for the Liberals and Nationals on May 21 is the strong, responsible and safe choice for a strong economy.
By making sure that no one is left behind and no one is held back. We can do better.
Now that the final debate is done, both have just over a week left to convince voters.
Kathleen Calderwood reporting there.